News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
You may or may not remember the 3D TV. It was one of those things that was going to revolutionise how we, I think the phrase is, consume content. And now they're all in the bin. Jess Kelly is with us, our tech correspondent and tech expert for News Talk. Jess, I had totally missed the 3D TV. Was this a big thing?
They were huge, and it was promised to be the next big thing. Do you remember Avatar, the movie?
Oh, yeah. Terrible. Went on for hours.
It was fantastic.
Oh, it was awful. Oh, I lost the feeling in my legs. It was horrendous.
Oh, we're going to have our first row. Love it. Okay, we'll debate that tomorrow on tomorrow's News Talk Breakfast. But when Avatar came out, it was one of the first big blockbusters that used 3D technology. So not only were your legs going numb in the cinema, but you were also wearing black 3D glasses. That really made people see the potential of this because you had things coming out of the screen. And so obviously tech companies were like, let's monetize this. So they started to produce 3D TVs that cost an arm and a leg, anywhere from $3,500 to $6,000. And there were very specific things associated with this TV. So for example, the way it worked was they would essentially stream two versions of the program or the movie that you're watching, one for each eye. Not an ideal viewing experience, but then you put on your home 3D glasses. The skepticism on your face is just stunning.
Well, 3D is one of those things where I think possibly since the 1930s, about every two decades, somebody goes, 3D, that's a great idea. Yeah. And then they hit the same problem, which is everybody goes, I'm not wearing stupid glasses to watch the TV.
Stupid glasses you need to charge. So this was the thing. So TVs, when you bought a 3D TV, in most cases, again, they were very spendy, but also they came with one pair of 3D glasses. So unless you wanted to watch something on your own EO, you needed to then pay for other glasses. You then needed to make sure that the glasses were charged, paired and synced with the TV.
Back in the day, they used to just give you ones that had one red side and one green side, and that was all you needed.
With your Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
if you went to, for instance, Jaws 3D, an absolute classic, everybody in the cinema got the little plastic glasses and they did a light filter on the two different shots and that gave you your 3D. No charging required.
Yeah, well, you see, this is the thing. There wasn't real money to be made. So the tech guys obviously made it more complicated than it needed to be. But then they ran into another barrier, which was the expense of the content to produce the hashtag content was astronomical. So very few movie houses, TV production companies were making content for 3D TVs. But if you were trying to watch the World Cup, for example, it's not like the football would come out of the telly with you. It would just look kind of blurry. Also, I remember having one of these for review at the time. And unless you sat dead center in the middle of the TV, the viewing angles were completely off, and everything Ellen across the way from us here now was saying her landlord has one in her place and stuff just looks purple and blurry and absolutely rubbish. So this is, I've been thinking of my attic over the last few while as a gadget graveyard, and this one I do think has a firm spot in the gadget graveyard. It was just not meant to be.
Now, what are the things that are coming next in the world of TVs? Because every now and then they'd say, do you know what? Let us reinvent this wheel. And do you remember the curved screen? That was a big thing for a while.
They were beautiful.
Do you remember wasn't it Panasonic had one where they would throw a sort of a little image out the side of the TV to make it feel like it projected across the wall?
Yeah.
What's coming down the track next?
What's coming down the track next, and what we've seen at CES for the last few years, is a rollable, foldable screen.
Why?
Because not everybody likes the look of a huge 65-inch black screen in the middle of their living
room. So you're going to roll up your telly?
Like a blind.
Away.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what they're working on. LG are working on it at the moment.
A roll-up telly.
Exactly. Like a little Venetian blind. It's absolutely beautiful. Again, it'll cost you an arm, leg and probably a kidney. But somebody will buy it. Whether or not it sticks around, I don't really know.
Jess, thank you very much. Jess Kelly there.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.